This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. In his first words following the announcement, Johnson said that as prime minister, he will deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat opposition.
I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66% to 34%. Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday as she steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. North Korea's state news KCNA says leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a large, newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. The report said Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapons system of the new submarine. It was said to be built under his special attention and will be operating in the waters off the East Coast. At least 14 Venezuelan states and the capital were left in the dark again Monday, reviving fears of the blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. Caracas came to a grinding halt as the power outage knocked out traffic lights and stopped the subways during rush hour. You're listening to VOA News. Testifying before the Senate